Welcome Home, a podcast for veterans, about veterans, by veterans, is a project of Willing Warriors and the Warrior Retreat at Bull Run.
Good morning. I'm Larry Zilliox, Director of Culinary Services here at the Warrior Retreat at Bull Run. And today we have some guests that are going to really tell us about this amazing event that we have coming up called Warriors Healing with Horses. We have Diane Lunsford, who is our event coordinator here at the Warrior Retreat, and Jack and Amy from Unbridled Joy, who are going to be participating in the Warriors Healing with Horses event, which will be at the Marriott Ranch in Hume, Virginia, on April 28th. So we're really excited about this event. Welcome to everybody. We really appreciate you being here. Diane, can you tell us a little bit more about the event?
Sure. Thanks, Larry. And thank you, Amy and Jack, for being here today. It's our honor. As Larry said, Jack and Amy are one of the charitable organizations that will be participating in this event with two others on the actual day of the event, which is on April 28th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. At the Marriott Ranch. So the whole concept of this event for this day is not to be confused with a conventional horse show. This is an educational opportunity for veterans to come out and see and understand and learn about that symbiotic relationship between man and horse. Unbridled Joy has got a huge contribution in this because they are bringing two of their beautiful horses to the event to do some ground examples with the horses to show nonverbal communications, show how they interact with humans, understanding what their body languages are just by seeing how they're holding their head, they're positioning their ears or flickering along their body. All of those telltale signs that the horse is communicating with you, with obviously he's not Mr. Ed, he or she's not Mr. Ed. So that's their contribution. And one of the reasons why Unbridled Joy is so integral to this is they also partner with the Warrior Retreat to offer an activity to warriors when they are in-house for their guest stay. And what I mean by that is they're entitled to choose three different activities while they are here. And as part of that, they can go out to Unbridled Joy, meet the horses, experience that firsthand interaction and connection with them. And both Jack and Amy do an outstanding and amazing job. And I'm going to leave it to either Jack or Amy to share some of the stories that particular warriors have experienced when they've gone out to Unbridled Joy. We're extremely grateful for the work that you all do.
So, Amy, can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to do out there with the horses?
Yes, Larry. We thank you for having Jack and me with you. We appreciate that. We are going to do what you want us to do. That's the way we run our programs. When the warriors come out to visit us, we ask for their direction. Some people just want to pet the horse. Some people want to ride. Some people want to ride on a trail ride around the property. Some people want to just go on to the arena. So we're going to do the same kind of thing when we are with you. We'll take some direction from the audience. We'll take some direction from Diane on what she wants us to do and basically play it by ear and see what happens.
Great. Jack, what are you looking forward to out there to show everybody the value of this equine therapy and show the value of how relating to the horse, the warrior, and the family that comes out, how important that is?
Well, first of all, let me say that I'm blind and I've been blind all my life, and we started Unbridled Joy in 2007 or 2008. And what I like to share with people is horses are amazing. We find a lot of people, disabled or not, veterans or not, who are afraid of horses, who have had bad experiences with horses as kids. And my goal is to let people know that horses are breathing animals. They think, and if you treat them with respect, they're going to give it back 10 times. We find that the veterans who come out may not have had a bit of experience with horses. They may have been afraid of horses, and it doesn't take very long for us to introduce the veterans to the horse and for them to make a bond. Mm. And it's the horse that does that. It's not me. It's not Amy. It's the horse relating to the individual. And I have a horse that is very difficult to ride, but I can put a baby on him, or I can introduce him to a veteran with a disability or an individual with a disability. And this horse knows that and is a different animal. And I cannot explain how that happens, but it just does. So my goal at the Marriott Ranch is if somebody's in the audience that's afraid of horses, I'm going to encourage them to come down and just see how we touch the horse, feel the horse. If they want to get on the horse, whatever. And we do it differently than most other people do. But that's what I and I think the audience then will be able to see that if you're disabled or not disabled, if you're a veteran or not, you know that you'll get a great experience with the horse if it's done correctly. And as Amy said, we don't have a program. We do not have a set program that we do. We work on each individual that we get asked to work with, and we make up the program moves that go along.
So I like the idea that it's tailored to the individual. So it's more about how the individual and the horse relate to each other than saying, okay, this is our program and you got to go stand over there and then we're going to bring the horse over. You can pet the horse and, you know, do this and that. So it doesn't end up being the same for everybody. I think when it's tailored to the wounded warrior or the family member, they're going to get so much more out of it. And I think that this is going to be the ideal showcase to tell people how important this equine therapy and this relating to horses and working with horses is to the warriors who just need some sort of release and need some sort of bonding other than with a therapist somewhere in a windowless room.
One of the things that I will say to you is we, and I'm not putting any other programs down, but we encourage the family members to get involved if they want to, even in lessons or whatever. And I'll give you an example. We had a warrior and his family come down, and they had an autistic child and a non-autistic child. The autistic child wanted nothing to do with the horse until his brother got on. Mm-hmm. Once the brother got on, I worked with the brother and the mother. Amy went with the veteran and the autistic child, and the veteran, after a little while, actually walked our horse with his child on the horse. And at the end of the program, he said, they lived in New York, and his statement to Amy was, if I could get a horse in New York, I'd walk 100 miles a day with my child, because that was the child never made a noise, never made a sound. And the mom said, I've never seen my son that quiet forever. And if we had not gotten the family member involved and Amy would have just walked around with the kid on the horse, I don't think we'd have had the same result.
Sure, sure. Diane, how did this idea come up? How did you, I know you're a horse person.
It's a loaded question, Larry.
So tell us about where this came from.
So, yes, anyone who knows me, and even people who don't, if I can get their ear for a moment, they'll know my endless love of horses, and not just because I think they're beautiful animals, but because of what they are capable of in terms of spirituality, that willingness to trust if you show the trust to them, But most importantly, there's a quietness. When something doesn't sit right or something is unsettled in a person, there's a quietness that consumes you when you're around these animals, and they read that. To Jack's point, they will seek you out because they spiritually and in sensitivity with their sensitivities, they know something is not right. Mm-hmm. So where I came about with this, I volunteered for the warrior retreat for 3 years before I came on board as an actual staff member. And every time I would come here, I would tease John Dominic saying, why, you know, you should have horses out here. This property is beautiful. And do you know how important horses are to the healing journey? And John would be like, well, they're a lot of work. And I said, okay, well, we're going to do a horse event someday. And when I came on board, I literally looked at John the first day in our staff meeting and I said, you know what this means, right? And he goes, yeah, we're going to do a horse event. And the reason we've structured this event with the criteria that we have is because it's not a conventional, let's go to a horse show and see horses jump over oxers and go in a round ring and compete. This is an opportunity to educate people on the importance of having this in their wheelhouse as another measure to heal in their journey. And I'm gonna put Jack and or Amy on the spot to share the story of the warrior who did stay here and ended up canceling all of their other activities to continue to keep going back to Unbridled Joy because of the experience. So whoever wants to take that moment, I'll pass the mic.
Well, I remember that veteran. He came out with his wife, mm-hmm. and their plan was to visit all the different therapeutic riding programs that partner with the Warrior program. They came to our program, and it was very plain and simple, and I don't think he rode, but he groomed the horse on his first day, and we actually went out in the field to get the horse first, and we showed him the horses. One of the horses was lying down, and it actually happened to be my horse, and I'd never approached my horse lying down. Generally, when you approach a horse when they're lying down, they stand up. I remember asking Jack, I said, I know it's all about the warrior, but can I go see if she'll stay lying down while I go up to her? And Jack said, sure. Well, the warrior came with me. He didn't know, and I wasn't going to tell him, no, you can't come. So he followed me, and that horse stayed lying down. I'm thinking, I don't think that's me. I think that's the horse and the warrior, and she knew to stay lying down. I stepped back. He actually walked up to her, and he was petting her as she was lying down. She didn't know him, but she knew he needed her to be calm, patient, accepting, trusting. We went into the next field to find another horse. He was just loving all the horses. This horse always ran away from everybody, you know, just to test you. Ha, can you catch me? Okay, fine, I'll let you catch me. This horse didn't run away from our warrior. He stood there. He walked right up to him. The guy had his hands on him, was brushing him, loving him, you know, petting him, and the horse stood there. And the rest of us walked off and left the warrior with the horse. They were bonding right there and then. And that day, we just did show and tell with the horses. And he came back another day and did the same kind of thing with that horse. And it was just a very peaceful, quiet, eye-opening moment for me with horses. I didn't get involved with horses until I was an older adult. So it was nice to be able to see what the horses can do, what they did do, and what they are possible of doing with people. It's amazing.
Larry, can I tell you another quick story?
Sure.
Your organization didn't send this lady to us, but the Army did, and she had been injured in Iraq, and she was hesitant to come out. She made her husband come with her, and to make a real long story short, she found a horse that she bonded with. We ended up giving her the horse She has now moved to Florida. She lives on 5 acres. She has 2 horses, and she says to everybody that she has a purpose in life now. And she would come out and spend 10, 12 hours a day just with that horse. Mm. And she said that the Army did not have anything at all therapeutic that would even come close to what the horse did for her. We didn't do it. We just had a horse, and the horse needed a home, and the horse went with her. And so it changed that lady's life.
Mm-hmm. So just to be clear for our listeners, if you go to Unbridled Joy, you don't get a free horse.
Okay. It was, no.
That was a one-time thing.
Well, we can't say that because you don't have time to hear the whole story, but we sometimes do things that haven't been done before, so we can't say that that will never happen again. It could.
Well, I'm sure it could happen again, but I don't want our listeners to think everybody gets a free horse.
That's true. That's true.
So, Amy, tell us what it's like. I know that in the Veterans Service Organization space and groups that work with veterans and active duty soldiers that are in recovery, it's a rewarding experience. What's it like for you out there to be able to bring this kind of therapy and joy to people? What's it like for you all?
That's a really incredible question, because I think the word would be incredible. You just don't know what you're going to see. It's different every single time. There are so many times I have happy tears of amazement, because these people are, as I said, bonding with a horse. They are feeling better. They'll just come out, put their hand on the horse, and put their head next to the neck, you know, smelling the horse. That's what somebody was saying. Don't horses smell good? And I went, yeah, they do. But it's interesting to have other people recognize this and how important it is. And it's sometimes you don't know what you're going to need. It seems like a very simple thing. Mm. But it's so, so powerful.
Diane, let's go over the event again, because I want everybody to come out for this. To attend, you go online to our webpage, willingwarriors.org. You go to events, and you'll see the equestrian event, Warriors Healing with Horses. And you can purchase a ticket. I believe tickets are $75.
Yes.
And that includes lunch. So you're going to be able to see the great demonstrations and get a real up-close and in-depth look at what this process is and the amazing work that Jack and Amy do at Unbridled Joy. We really want people to attend this. We think it's really going to be different. It's a fundraiser for us, but really we're just covering our costs because it's an educational tool. It's to let people know that the things that we offer here at the retreat, the one goal that we have, and all of these organizations that work with us support that goal, which is to bring peace and healing and joy to the warriors as best that we can for the little time that we have to share with them. So wrap it up for us. Tell us what you want to see out there and how many people can we accommodate, because I want to blow that number out. What's the limit?
So thank you, Larry. You want me to wrap it up, but you just did a beautiful job. But what I will say to just expand a little bit further on what you said is, yes, it's true. The funds and proceeds that are raised go back into supporting willing warriors to enable the opportunity for warriors to have a guest day and to experience this and come to Unbridled Joy. But the bigger picture is for the community and beyond to recognize who we are and why we do what we do. And we're just one of the cornerstones to raising that awareness, because I think we're the conduit of hope, but unbridled joy is that further enhancement of that hope. And sometimes it takes an event like this to bring people together to make them aware. And it is limited. We do have 150 people limit on the day. I would love for people to purchase a ticket, because that includes a beautiful Chuck-style buffet. But the most important thing is it's bringing people together to understand and learn about the extended hope beyond willing warriors.
Sure. The other thing I'd like to say, too, is that if you're listening and you're a veteran and you think that this type of interaction with a horse, this equine therapy, might help you, please reach out to Unbridled Joy. You don't have to come to the Warrior Retreat to go to Unbridled Joy. Amy, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you guys?
I'm going to give you Jack's phone number. He texts and phone calls regularly. I have a full-time job, so you know his job is a little more in between. So to reach Unbridled Joy, the number is 571-606-5982. And that's the direct number to Jack so that he can get in touch back with you.
Give him the website.
And the website is unbridledjoy.com?
Org.
Unbridledjoy.org.
Okay, so that's another way to get in touch. The website and the phone number will be in the show notes.
You all are on Facebook as well, correct?
Yes, we are. That is also under Unbridled Joy, but I think it has an additional tagline with it. But I don't know.
Okay. Well, they can find you. Just search on Facebook for Unbridled Joy. Because we do want our listeners, if you have a relative, friend, somebody who you think could benefit by this, direct them to the Facebook page, direct them to the web page, have them take a look at it, have them reach out to Unbridled Joy, have them go down and see if it's for them. You know, there's no commitment there. If you're really interested in it, we want you to come out to the event,
yes,
which is April 28th from 1 to 4 p.m., It's in Hume, Virginia, which is a little bit west of here. It's a really pretty ride, actually. And it's, it's 5305 Marriott Lane in Hume. So it's the Marriott Ranch. Of course, it's a Marriott Lane. But we're all going to be out there, and we're going to have a great time, really. Amy, Jack, thank you so much for joining us. This has really been wonderful. And Diane, of course, it's another great event that you're putting on, and we really appreciate that.
And thanks for including Unbridled Joy in your operations. We're proud to be a part of it.
Well, I'll tell you, the Warriors they come back, and they are just so moved by it. Constantly I hear the same thing is, I didn't know that guy was blind. We were there for half an hour before I figured that out. It's just crazy. They just have such a good time, and we really appreciate you supporting us. We can't do this without the community, without the support of organizations like Unbridled Joy. So we really appreciate you, everything you do for the retreat, and coming and supporting this event. We couldn't do an event like this without the support of our partners like Unbridled Joy. For our listeners, if you have any questions or suggestions, you can reach us at podcast@willingwarriors.org. And we'll have another episode Monday morning at 5 a.m. Until then, thanks for listening.
The Welcome Home Podcast is brought to you by Willing Warriors, a nonprofit organization serving active duty service members and veterans since 2012. To learn more, please visit our webpage at willingwarriors.org.